Very lucky to have the time of Dale Amos, the Carlton assistant coach, join us here on the Morning Rush on Ian Sports Radio. Dale, thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Ollie.
How are you feeling about this fixture in particular? I know it's pre-season and lots of people talk about whether or not it means anything in particular, but I'm sure every coach and every team wants to go out there and get the win.
Yeah, look, I think you're trying to create good habits in the pre-season. There's no doubt about that. So the agenda for every team, I think, is clearly preparing for round one. So that's sort of in the back of everybody's mind. And it's a great opportunity through the pre-season to blood some young players that you've potentially brought into your club and for the fans to turn up and see them. But, I think the habits and the capacity to build over what you've been able to do over the course of the pre-season is really important. So, it's clearly a focus for us. We want to play well. We expect to play well, and we're excited about being back in the heartland of Carlton supporters in particular.
Have you noticed that there's a bit of an atmosphere going around the club about being able to play back at Princess Park? I know that the girls have been playing there a few times, and that's just been fantastic. But is it that really quite special? Because I know from North fans have saying that playing at Arden Street, it's just got a special feeling attached to it.
Yeah, I guess there's an element of nostalgia about being back at those grounds. You spoke about the women's game, which was unbelievably well supported when they played the opening match here, and the atmosphere and the feeling that night was outstanding. And we were fortunate enough to be able to play a game against Essendon here in our second pre-season game last year, and it was the same sort of feeling, it was a capacity crowd, and a bit of a nostalgic feel. And I think people enjoy coming to watch footy in the old school venues that VFL footy then used to be played at.
Few big outs for St Kilda, including Nick Revolt and Lee Montagna. That should be a bit of a helping hand for Carlton there. And also, I'd love to get your thoughts on how Carlton in general go about sort of easing in the legends of the game. You know, in pre-season, you don't want to rush it too much and cause any injuries. What's your sort of take on how to deal with that in pre-season?
Yeah, I think the focus on every side, I would imagine, would have a similar, at least philosophy, how they go about it is kind of individual. But
yep.
A plan for particularly those more seasoned players and ensuring that you get enough time into them, but understanding that it's a long season, they're going to play a lot of footy throughout the year, and there's going to be quite a heavy load that they're going to have to carry at different stages, and particularly for young sides. So, you're not compromising what you're doing week to week. There's a really clear plan to prepare them for round one. And St Kilda, no doubt with those guys, are doing exactly that. You would imagine they'll probably play next week in preparation for round one, and that'll give them a couple of hit-outs, which is probably around about what most of the more experienced guys are looking for. That if they get two games out of the three, they'll be comfortable that their preparation is where they need to be. They haven't been overworked, whereas when you've got some kids, particularly guys who've been in the system for a couple of years, it's a great chance to have a look at them. The more chance you get to be able to do that, the better through the pre-season.
Carlton assistant coach Dale Amos speaking to the Morning Rush around Australia on Eon Sports Radio. And Dale, we spoke to Kevin Sheedy yesterday about coaches that necessarily haven't played, and he was adamant that you don't have to have played the game to be a good coach. And obviously, with yourself and Brendan Bolton, are quite the testament to that.
Yeah, look, I was really fortunate. I got my opportunity initially at Geelong off the back of having some success in local footy, more than having an AFL playing background. And I think the skill set you bring in is a little bit different. But certainly having coached my own side, and Brendan was exactly the same. The skills that you learn and the capacity to be able to teach and manage people that you gather through coaching a local side or a VFL team is significant. So, like I said, I think the skill set is slightly different, but there's no doubt that the transition, and I've been really fortunate again that I've had great support and have people who I've been able to learn from on the way through, which has really helped me. But there's no doubt in my mind that you can step from outside of that, build some relationships within and build your capacity to be able to learn the game and then obviously impart that on the players.
Speaking of people that have helped you along the way, I know you went over to Milwaukee and learnt from NBA great Jason Kidd, the home of Matthew Dellavedova. How was that experience and what were you able to gain from it?
Oh, it was phenomenal. I was really, fortunate to a former physio from Geelong who's working, Mike Snelling, who's working at the Bucks now, was able to create an opportunity. And yeah, we spent 4 or 5 days with the Bucks, sitting in meetings, and just really we just got a chance to be a fly on the wall and see the way they operate, and then spend some time having some really meaningful conversation with the coaches over there as well. So they were unbelievably accommodating, and look, it's always great to see other organisations, how they go about their business. And we got to see some pre-game and post-game stuff. We got to see the coaches interact, and like I said, we got to spend some one-on-one time with the coaches, which was outstanding. So great to see elite sport, but it's just good to speak to other coaches and see how they go about their business. So, yeah, really fortunate experience, one that I was really grateful for.
Dale, 2016 was, I would say, a really, really positive performance from Carlton and absolutely showed signs of where this club are heading. So, for looking into 2017, what are the main talking points on getting into finals football soon? Is it trying to gather a bit more consistency and stringing more games together in a row?
Yeah, look, I guess that's the ultimate. We're looking for consistency of performance. But keeping in mind, I guess, that we've brought a lot of young talent in again, and our list is evolving. So we're sort of in the second year of our journey towards where we want to go to. But, we want to be consistent, but we understand that with that comes the fact that we're going to have to play some young talent. We're going to have to give them opportunities. And at times, that's going to be a little bit rocky in terms of their output. So that doesn't give us an out, and doesn't mean that we don't expect to perform really well every week. But the list has transitioned significantly in the last 2 years, and we're going to be a pretty young side, one of the younger sides in the AFL this year. But we want Carlton fans to turn up and be excited by the young talent they've seen, and be proud of the performance that we put out. That consistency of effort is definitely what we're looking for.
What's the timeline looking like for Carlton at this stage for getting to where you as a club feel like you can achieve?
Oh, look, we're just building as much as anything, I guess. So rather than putting a timeline, we're trying to make sure we want to be better this year than what we were last year, and that won't necessarily mean that we're winning more games. We feel like our list is transitioning, and we are starting to get the talent in the door that we need to. Steve Silvani done a great job to be able to bring some really good young talent in. But with that, a bit like a team like St Kilda and the position they're in right now, they've been able to build that over a few years, get the games into the young players. We saw that with Melbourne last week, same thing, that you bring the talent in, you give them the opportunity to play, and then over a period of time, that builds to a list that looks like it's ready to really start to compete. So I think the blueprint's there, and the strongest sides in recent history have been able to do it in that way. So that's definitely what we're trying to do. And, we're really excited, and we're hopeful that Carlton supporters are really excited about the players that we've brought in and the list that we're starting to build and the style of play they're going to see every single week.
Before we let you go, Dale, I really appreciate your time here on the Morning Rush. Once, as I mentioned, footy is back at Princess Park, and as you mentioned, it was success with Essendon last pre-season. Of course, you got the doubleheader with the girls. Do you want to see AFL games played regularly there, even, maybe 1 to 2 or 3 games played there?
Look, I think it's one of those things that the AFL's working through, the concept of having another venue to be able to play footy at in Melbourne, outside of the MCG and at Etihad Stadium. So from a selfish point of view, I'd love to see games played here, but that'll run its course, and the AFL will work out what they do. I think, if you spoke to North fans, they'd love to have games back at Arden Street, and Essendon fans would love to have games back at Windy Hill as well. But from a Carlton perspective, I'm sure the supporters would love to see footy back here as well. So I think, like I said, there's a real sense of nostalgia and history with games that are played in those sort of venues, and people really enjoy it. So we love the chance that we get to play here in the pre-season, and hopefully that continues in the short term, and we'll see what happens in terms of the long term and bigger picture.
Dale, really appreciate your time here on the Morning Rush. All the best for the game against the Saints, and of course the 2017 season. We hope to catch up with you soon.
No problem. Thanks, Ollie. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Dale Amos, the Carlton assistant coach.